Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So then, it is time to go to the recap of the week, the short week, as we speak now with the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and that would be one Dan Zimmerman, Esquire. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving week.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you and yours. Let's get into this simply because of the stuff that's going on right now. What do you make of this whole Whiskey Warrior 556 incident that occurred?
You know, I got a text from a colleague in the publishing business about that on Saturday night when this was all sort of happening, and it was kind of confusing because the only information you could find, at least initially, was the videos that he'd put up on his Instagram page, and those weren't 100% coherent. It wasn't clear. He said something about a red flag law. He showed police on his property, you know, at the ends of his driveway and things like that. And then he mentioned a 30-round magazine. So we didn't know if it was a red flag situation, if this was somehow a New York Safe Act enforcement effort, which is extremely rare. And to be honest, he didn't sound 100% coherent all the time.
Right.
I'm sure he was upset, given what was happening, but you just didn't know what was going on. And there were news reports that started to come out that evening, and the Putnam County Sheriff's Department finally issued a statement. Unfortunately, it was all resolved peacefully.
Right.
And we're certainly glad about that.
Well, I mean, now, somebody, I had read somewhere that somebody turned him in on PTSD.
You know, I've read all kinds of things, and it's not clear what happened. I don't see how you, that would imply there was a red flag situation. The sheriff's department has indicated that that isn't the case. This had to do with some domestic violence complaint. I don't know if it was brought by his wife, if it was brought by another person. Again, none of this is clear. We've been involved with all kinds of things today, and I know that the local sheriff was supposed to have had a news conference this afternoon.
Yeah.
Right, but their Facebook page was also taken down today. Sheriff's Department was at some point. And I didn't hear what came out of that press conference, so I don't know what further information they may have released that may be more enlightening. Allegedly, I think he was, Mr. Booth was charged with, I think, four crimes not related at all to the siege or the standoff that happened on Saturday.
What about this? I mean, I'm watching one of his videos now, and he's sitting there in a plate carrier.
He is. And I guess if you've got police surrounding your property and you have a plate carrier, maybe it's prudent to do that. not everything the police have said is that has passed the smell test. They
right.
said that a deputy it was, I don't know, was at the house, was passing the house, and heard what he thought was a gunshot. And that's what started everything on Saturday. So that's what prompted them to clear the surrounding houses and all that. But then once Mr. Booth surrendered and they searched the house, the police department said, made it very clear that they found no firearms or prohibited magazines in the home. So what, if anything, did the deputy hear? Did he hear anything? Was that just an excuse to start the situation? We don't know. I mean, there's just a lot that is not clear, and people have been speculating left and right, up and down, all over the internet.
They're only charging him. They didn't charge him with the standoff, which I...
No, correct.
How did they know they were in the middle of a standoff, just out of curiosity?
I'm sorry?
How did they know that there was a standoff? Because did he have a weapon? Did he say, I'll kill myself if you come in? I mean, what prompted this to be a standoff?
That would have been stupid. On his videos that he posted on Instagram, he made it very clear that he said, I do not have a weapon with me. And, of course, as the police confirmed later, once they got him out and searched the property, they found no weapon. I had read one report saying that they had confiscated his firearms earlier, maybe because, as part of that domestic violence situation. But again, that is not clear. I haven't heard that from the police. I don't know. Again, there's just a huge amount of speculation and misinformation based on partial reports that
right.
it's hard to know what's really going on here.
Do we have any data on Putnam County? I mean, are they typically... are they Cuomo fans, and will they ride in on you and charge you with everything they possibly can if they have half a chance? Or
I don't have that information, unfortunately. Right. This is about an hour north of New York City. It's not Westchester County. It's the county just to the east of that. I can't remember
right.
the name of it. I don't know what their record is. He was in the city of Carmel. I believe, or the City of Carmel Police Department was part of the response, as well as the Putnam County Sheriff. I don't know what their record is in terms of gun rights enforcement.
Well, they seem to be quite restrained.
I'm sorry, how's that?
Well, I mean, they didn't go in and get him.
No. They obviously made every effort not to escalate the situation, and so apparently went on over 6 or 7 hours, and fortunately he was convinced to come out, and I'm sure that the police had seen his post saying, I don't have a firearm. Obviously they couldn't necessarily trust that. I'm just glad that the whole thing was resolved peacefully, and hopefully we'll find out exactly what happened here in the fullness of time. They described him as somebody who was in a crisis situation, as if it was a mental health crisis. Whether that's true or not, we don't know. Whether he's a PTSD sufferer, we don't know. We know he's an Afghan vet. But again, there are too many questions still swirling around this to know anything for sure.
Yeah, the guy claiming he was in crisis was the Carmel Police Chief Michael Kaziri.
Correct.
Sorry, yeah. And I'd like to know how they knew that. I mean, I did not realize the police were that good. I mean, I know that they have a lot of experience and can read a couple of situations, but that's pretty good to be able to.
Maybe that information came from his wife. Again, we don't know. We don't know what her involvement in any of this may have been.
Well, I'm glad it turned out peacefully. That's a good thing. I saw this, and at first I was like, this is another one of these things. Then I started reading it, and I was like, wow, this is all kinds of messed up. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. For those of you out there, as we head to the first break of the hour, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. You can find that story right there on the front page right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com on this short week as we kick it off. Let me ask you a question now, and I'm just going by one of the comments in the Whiskey 556 article. What do you think about the outcry that we see from time to time about the militarization of police?
I think that that's fair. I mean, the government had a program for years by which they would sell, I think at greatly reduced prices, surplus military equipment to police all around the country. And we've seen the proliferation of virtually military-trained SWAT operations in jurisdictions all around the country. Some jurisdictions that are just as small and some extremely places that are extremely unlikely to need those kinds of services. Now, obviously, if there's a situation in which you've got some heavily armed bad guys, you want police to be able to respond effectively and protect themselves as much as possible. But for instance, with this Mr. Booth in New York over the weekend, you know, they had an MRAP at the end of his driveway. We can argue about whether that inflames things or not, especially somebody who's been in the military. I don't know, but I mean, the militarization of police around the country has been a trend that has been going on for well over a decade, probably more.
So, like going back to that L.A. shootout where the robbers were all armored up and they had AKs, yep, and the cops had to go to a gun shop to borrow guns, and they,
right,
you know,
that was in the 80s.
That was in the, yeah. And since that time, we've seen them sort of gear up a little bit more. And I just wonder where the median is. Where's the median on this? Because one day, and I think you probably have already explored this yourself or written about it or had somebody write about it, one day we're going to have a Westgate Mall happen here, or we're going to have a Mumbai type attack with pre-coordinated multiple assailants hitting different places all over town. And when that happens, I mean, I've heard that they've run some drills where and they curtailed the drills because the cops were getting their clocks cleaned, going up against people that were actually militarily trained.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on the one hand, what, did they need an AMRAP? No. Here in South Carolina, the Richland County Sheriff's Department has a couple of M113s and a Black Hawk and some other stuff. But he's in the capital city of the state. And I could see where that would be a target, and I could see where they might have to roll that. Now,
sure,
the problem becomes, when do they roll it? And based on what intelligence do they roll it? Because that's where I see the problem is. I see a lot of the SWAT, like delivering a red flag order in some of these states that have red flag orders. Why do they have to do it in the middle of the night and gear up and go out there and act like they're a bunch of ninjas delivering something to the shogun?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, why do they knock on somebody's door at 5 a.m. to do that kind of thing? All that does is alarm people. And, you know, raises their antenna, and, you know, somebody, if you get a strange knock at the door at 5 a.m., you might pick up a handgun, or have a firearm nearby not knowing, of course, that it's the police on the other side of the door.
Well, that's it. Well, I mean, here lately we've seen a couple of incidents where the police look in the building because they're trying to ascertain what's going on. They see the homeowner in the building because they're not answering the door at 10 p.m. or 2 a.m. or whatever, and then they shoot the homeowner.
Correct. Yeah, I've seen a couple of those instances. And, you know, it's dangerous. And, as to where you draw the line, you know, when you roll the MRAP and when you don't, there's never going to be a good answer to that. The police, being human beings, are going to want to make sure that they are as equipped and ready as possible and as protected as possible.
Sure.
In case a situation goes south. As they say so often, they want to go home at the end of the day like everybody else.
That's a whole different story.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, that's a whole different story.
Entirely different story.
Yeah.
Where that line is drawn, that's going to be different in every jurisdiction around the country, and sometimes they're going to draw that line in the right place, and a lot of times they're going to draw that line in the wrong place.
That's really the problem.
You don't know it's wrong until after the fact.
Right. But that's really the problem, isn't it, having all of this patent. The Tenth Amendment, I understand the vital importance of the Tenth Amendment, and at the same time, it does sort of lead itself to confusion.
Yeah.
With all of these different interpretations we get to see out there. And I still think the federal republic system is the best system there is. It's just the way some of these yahoos practice it that bothers me.
I would agree.
Yeah.
But, you know, we live in an imperfect society. It's the worst system in the world, except for every other one.
That's such a great way to put that. I like that, Dan. I do. I like it indeed. So when we get back, we're going to go back to the front page of Truth About Guns. I just wanted your opinion on that because I do value your opinion. Believe it or not, Dan.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. The breaking news. I got some breaking news the other day. And I did run with that, by the way. And that's the stuff that you can go find there. 10 articles a day of breaking news, stuff that's happening. Like, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bloomberg Inn, but we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Canada and Mexico are waiting on the United States to ratify the USMCA.
Nancy Pelosi should put it up for a vote because at some point pretty soon you're going to have Canada and you're going to have Mexico say, what's going on? Send the agreement back. Let's not make the deal. And I wouldn't blame them at all. And that's okay. We'll just blame Nancy.
A trial date of April 20th, 2020 has been set for the two correctional officers charged in covering up their failure to check on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein before he allegedly hung himself in his jail cell. According to prosecutors, the two correctional officers failed to carry out their duties of checking on him and then falsely recorded that they had. A federal judge ruled on Monday that Don McGahn, former top lawyer at the White House, must testify to congressional impeachment investigators. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, let's talk about this Yahoo in Colorado who was he in office when all of these other guys were getting booted out of office?
No, he was not. You're talking about Tom Sullivan, correct?
Yep.
No, he was. He's the father of someone who was killed in the Aurora theater shooting, and he didn't run for Colorado. Colorado's house until I think a couple of years later, I believe. He is based his candidacy and his entire legislative career around advancing gun control in the state, based on what happened to his son or daughter. I don't know which it was. He was behind in the major force pushing Colorado's red flag law a couple of years ago, and as a result of that, he was the target of an unsuccessful recall effort. in Colorado. I don't know if your listeners will remember, but after Colorado passed the magazine capacity limit, after following Aurora, there was a very successful effort to recall the people in the Senate who pushed that. There was the Colorado Senate President Morse, I think was his name.
Yeah, he was the one telling everybody not to take calls from the constituents while they were considering it.
Right. There was Angela Giron and I think Evie Hudak, who resigned before the election because it was so obvious that she would lose. Her polling was terrible, and she resigned and let Governor Hickenlooper name her replacement. So yeah, a lot of people lost their jobs over the magazine capacity ban. And when the red flag law was passed, gun rights advocates in Colorado targeted Sullivan, and he was able to fight that off. Now he's given an interview to the Denver Post, and he's let it be known that some gun control is not enough. We always need more. He said gun control should be something that we discuss on a regular basis. He said you should see one or two of these types of bills being brought forward year after year after year, so that collectively, after five or six bills, we've tightened things up. And of course, if all that were to happen and come to pass, that won't be enough either. They're never satisfied. And they won't be satisfied until civilian gun ownership is outlawed and the Second Amendment is repealed.
Yeah, he's wanting to go after what he believes is less incendiary, right? Like a safe storage mandate. I mean, how does he think that's not incendiary? How do you enforce that without being able to go in? I mean, that's an infringement on the 2nd, the 4th, the 14th.
Of course, but it's more readily saleable to low information people who are non-gun owners, people who understand who could possibly argue with requiring gun owners to safely store their firearms. They don't understand the specifics involved. They don't understand the enforcement behind something like that. So, they're going for – he's apparently going to go for things that are easier to sell than a red flag law, and it's probably less likely to come back and bite Colorado Democrats in the rear end.
Yeah, but I mean, once that precedent is set, that opens the while gun control laws like PLCAA, where they're trying to get that repealed and be able to sue them just for making guns, right? That would also open doors, and before long, the leftists are able to look into everything that you're involved in or anything you're doing, and if they can get it to safe storage law thing is the one of the more nefarious to me, because that's them being able to come in whatever they want. They don't even have to worry about doing a no-knock warrant. It's just, there's no warrant involved.
Exactly. You're a gun owner. Prove to us that you're storing your firearms safely.
And what is that going to lead to? When they're going through there, they have medical marijuana in Colorado, right?
They do.
I mean, do you have to have a permit to have that?
I don't know what the laws are there, but I think it's pretty loose. However, of course, there's a federal law against being a marijuana user and having firearms. You can't do that.
Right.
So if somebody, even though while it may be legal to have marijuana in Colorado, you could be in violation of federal law if you do have marijuana and also own firearms. Good luck with that.
So once the door is open, the door is open, and why you people in Colorado should probably want to not have that going on right now.
No, exactly. And he said, I know some people are going to interpret this as a declaration of war against the Second Amendment. He insisted safe, responsible gun owners have nothing to fear. That statement alone should strike fear in the hearts of every person who gives a damn about anything under the Bill of Rights.
I have dealt with some people in my industry in Colorado, and they believe that it is a logistical possibility to actually successfully confiscate guns? I don't know.
Registration? How are they going to do that?
Well, some of them think it's going to be via the IRS. But then again, it's the same issue. Who is the IRS going to know who to take all the money? Or your children. They're going to take your children. And I get how that could be a thing, but the problem is I don't think they have the manpower to do it.
Of course not. And that's the manpower.
No. So I feel bad for the people of Colorado just because you know that they're constantly hammered with we want this, we want that, we want this, we want that.
It's just constantly the enforcement, the heavy lift, is the reason why even in much more rapidly anti-gun states like New York, where there's been rampant disregard for the SAFE Act, people refusing to register firearms or get rid of their so-called high-capacity magazine. But there's been virtually no enforcement whatsoever because the state, number one, doesn't have enough manpower to do that. Number two, doesn't have the appetite to pick that kind of fight.
Yeah, that's the big problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the big problem, isn't it? Yeah, that would go. And, I mean, it's I don't know what the number is. The last number I saw was that there's 920,000 sworn law officers, state, federal, and local, nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see where that could ever be something they could actually attempt. But we'll pick this up on the other side when we get back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this
bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com.
Talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. And, Dan, it seems that Mayor Bloomberg, who did he think that the problem with Beto O'Rourke was just that he didn't have enough money, had the right idea, he didn't have enough money, so they needed another latecomer. I mean, they just got Devil Patrick, who's he's a nothing burger, and now they've got Bloomberg, who, you know, he couldn't even control a big gulp.
Yeah, I don't know if you thought Beto's problem was not enough money. There were a lot of problems with Beto besides that. But when he announced his candidacy Sunday, which of course everybody was expecting, Daddy Bloomberg said that he was uniquely positioned to defeat Donald Trump. I think what he means by that is he has virtually bottomless pockets, and he can buy media like nobody's business. I mean, he makes Donald Trump $3 billion, allegedly,
positively pedestrian.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Bloomberg's worth north of $50 billion, so he can spend absolutely as much as he needs. The problem is, as we see in the past, candidates with a lot of money don't necessarily win. I believe that Hillary Clinton vastly outspent Donald Trump.
3-1.
Three to one, yeah, exactly. Doesn't necessarily buy you success.
It buys ads. It buys ads.
A lot of ads. Right, exactly. But the underlying candidate has to be remotely likable. And there's no indication at all that Michael Bloomberg is.
Well, I mean, some of the, according to your article, If I can just imagine Bloomberg making a call to Shannon Watts going, Squeaky, now listen, one of your people got out there and got quoted.
I'm not
one of the largest donors. I am the mom's demand attention.
Yeah, I am.
Pass that around, Squeaky.
I'm every town, and they're both wholly owned subsidiaries of Bloomberg Inc.
Yep.
You know, this. You're right. The article that we quoted this morning, which was I think from BuzzFeed News, quoted Jessica Craven, who's listed as a legislative lead for Moms Demand Action in Southern California, and she said, "I don't think we need more candidates, more white male candidates." And then one of their other people from Texas said that, yes, he's Moms Demand Action's biggest donor, but that doesn't mean he owns the organization himself. He's just like any other candidate. Actually, it does mean he owns the organization. He's the one that started Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which became Every Town for Gun Safety.
Yep.
Every Town for Gun Safety bought Moms Demand Action and pays Shannon Watts' salary. He owns it lock, stock, and barrel. You know, it's his business. It's his operation. End of story. Yes, they may have lots of volunteers around the country. Yes, there may be other contributors. But he's a contributor of last resort. He bought it. He built it. It's his. These people are just deluding themselves if they think anything else is the case. And what's interesting is, of course, these people are not supporting him as candidate. He's too white. He's too capitalist. He's not enough. He's not enough of a socialist. And, you know, yeah. When you look at him, he is what used to be called a moderate Republican in any other in years past. He was in his politics, and that doesn't play well in today's Democrat Party.
Oh no.
Where
they're going after Obama now.
Exactly. Even Obama. Yeah, Obama is – he's no idiot. And he's come out – he's recognized how far left the this year's candidates have drifted, and he sees trouble ahead. And he said something about that. And so, of course, they're attacking him. In effect, saying, okay, boomer, you know, shut up. You're gone. You're gone. You're yesterday's news. We need candidates who want to confiscate firearms, open the borders, Medicare for all, and
free college.
Free college, and drain as much money from billionaires as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to say that to me. I haven't run into any that would say that. That doesn't seem to be as prevalent in my neck of the woods, and I hope it doesn't become prevalent here, because that's going to be an interesting day for whoever the Zoomer is. I call them Zoomers. So yeah. Good for them, Zoomers. Okay, Zoomer. But I find that interesting, because I think the effect that Bloomberg's going to have on this, since he's not going to run as an independent, he's going to run as a Democrat. I think he's still going to take away from the Democrats, as in the same vein as if he had. I think this is H. Ross Perot 2.
I think you're right. He's gonna hurt Biden badly, because Biden right now is that sort of. No matter what he says, you know, when he's halfway coherent, he's perceived as the reasonable, likable sort of guy that independents might actually vote for.
Right.
You know, he's not the far left Liz Warren type who's out there or Bernie Sanders spouting the Socialist Manifesto. He is more reasonable, quote unquote, and somebody that people, that isn't going to scare away middle America. Bloomberg, for all his unlikability, has even more centrist or even slightly right positions on the economy, probably defense, although I haven't heard him talk too much about that.
Yeah.
So if he's going to drain votes away from anybody, it's probably going to be Biden. And everybody seems to think, and I don't even know if this is true, but everybody seems to think that Biden is best positioned to defeat Trump. I'm not so sure that's true, but that's
what I mean.
That's a conventional wisdom.
Biden hasn't gotten Obama's endorsement yet. That's the funny part.
No, of course.
That's the funny part. Although, I don't know how interesting this would be, but I find this interesting. All of these people that are running for president, none of them are the socialists that the Zoomers want them to be. None of them are. I mean, they're all in it for the Benjamins. I mean, that's what they're in it for
right.
The power.
None of them can meet the what you call the Zoomers purity test.
I mean, they all are millionaires, right? Bernie Sanders has how many houses? Kamala Harris was a prosecutor. Elizabeth Warren, she's the one that has a press. She's a faker. She got out there. Somebody told, I think it was her. She's a
cultural appropriator.
Somebody asked her about where her kids went to school, which one of her children went to a private school.
Yeah, she lied about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of them are. Yeah, all of them have got big issues, and the problem is going to be, what are we going to do with the Zoomers? How long can the Zoomers remain that way? Because it's a very unsustainable path that they've chosen.
It absolutely is, and it's not. And if they were to get somebody who was as far left as they say they want, that person would be crushed.
Stalin
could never hold the middle America vote. And the independents.
They're going to have to resurrect Che Guevara, and that's not going to work. Listen, we're running out of time. Thank you for joining me this evening. Happy Thanksgiving to you and thetruthaboutguns.com.
And to you, too. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.